Hello and welcome back to the Chronicles of the Gooner, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by AMS Media. It's another one of our transfer update shows and we've got plenty to discuss once again. Hello, good evening, and welcome back to the Chronicles of a Gooner, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by AMS Media. As ever, I'm your host, Harry Simeon. Again, it's scorching here in London. It's so, so hot. And don't get me wrong, I love the hot weather, but we really aren't equipped for it here in the UK. Literally melting in the studio today, sort of trying to be in and out of the studio and outside and in the living room a bit, and I'm still melting. It doesn't matter where I go, I can't escape the heat at the moment. Got a fan blowing right in my face as well. That's how bad it is right now. Right, let's talk about some transfer news. And of course, that is what I'm assuming most of you have tuned in for. Again, I want to say a massive thank you to everybody who subscribed to the channel in the last few days. We've had an incredible influx of subscribers in the last couple of weeks. We're over the 5k mark. We're approaching 5,200, so we're delighted with that. A big thank you to everyone who took part on the recent fans show as well last night. You can catch that on our YouTube channel, or you can hear it in podcast format as well if you prefer that. Before we kick off, I want to kindly ask those of you that are in the live chat to hit that like button. It's so, so important. Really, really helps us climb up the rankings on YouTube. Big hi to Nick Bailey, who's joining us. To Giancarlo, who says, hi, Harry, another roaster of a day. Absolutely. To Omar, to Barry, and to everybody else, of course, who's joining us on Twitter and, of course, via YouTube at the moment. Right, let's start off by talking about, I guess I'm not going to say it's the biggest story of the day, but, you know, it feels like we've kind of just been going over the same bits and pieces over the last few days. Let's start off by providing you some updates on those things. So Willian, there is still no official word on that. We were led to believe that a medical was due to take place this week. That's as far as we've heard. We don't know anything further. It appears that a deal has been agreed, offering Willian a contract that will see him come to the Emirates Stadium for 3 years, rumoured to be around about 130 grand a week. So as I say, nothing has changed on that front. Willian apparently is still on his way to Arsenal, so we're going to have to wait, sit tight about that. The situation hasn't changed in regards to Gabriel Magalhães, and the situation has not changed in regards to Thomas Partey. But we said it wouldn't, didn't we? We've been saying that until Atletico Madrid participation in the Champions League is over, they are unlikely to entertain any offers or do any business with us with regards to that, to the midfielder. So let's leave that to one side for now. Let's talk about Aaron Ramsey. As you can see, he's in the title of the video, he's in the title of the podcast. And let's discuss the possibility. I'm not going to say it's likely that Aaron Ramsey's going to return, but I want to get you guys' thoughts. Would you have Aaron Ramsey back at Arsenal? Now, Aaron Ramsey, of course, left Arsenal to join Juventus on a free transfer, very famously, went to join the Turin club, become an Italian champion. You know, good luck to him. It's a move that obviously appealed to him. It's a move that would appeal to anyone, to be honest. But he did join them back in July of last year on a free transfer, and becoming an Italian champion was great and all that. But it appears now that Aaron Ramsey could be out on his arse, and that Juventus are looking maybe to move Aaron Ramsey on. There's all sorts of reports going around at the moment saying that Andrea Pirlo, the man who's been given the job at Juventus now after Maurizio Sarri was sacked just a few days ago, is not particularly keen on Aaron Ramsey. I don't even think Maurizio Sarri was keen on Aaron Ramsey. It was clearly a signing that was made above the manager's head. Aaron Ramsey made 24 appearances for Juventus in Serie A last season, scoring 3 goals and providing 1 assist. But he was only in the starting 11 on 29% of the time. So that's pretty poor. That's not even 1 in 3 where Aaron Ramsey was given a start. Now, of course, Aaron Ramsey will be in a difficult situation here because he's spoken in interviews about how much he's enjoying life in Italy, about making an effort to learn the language, about how much his family loves it. So is Aaron Ramsey going to give up on his Italian dream? Is Aaron Ramsey going to come back to the Premier League? I don't know. But I thought it was an interesting story because it's somebody who clearly, you know, there were issues with the contract negotiations, you know, depending on what side of the story you believe. Was it the club that were at fault? Was it Aaron Ramsey asking for too much? We don't really know the ins and outs of it. But Aaron Ramsey's gone over there and it hasn't worked out. And at a time where Arsenal fans are constantly talking about the fact that we don't have a box-to-box midfielder, that we don't have a midfielder who is capable of getting up and down the pitch, you know, and sort of getting involved in play at both ends of the pitch, is Aaron Ramsey the type of player we need? I don't know. And again, I want to be clear. I'm not saying that Aaron Ramsey is coming back to Arsenal. I can't even say for sure that he's going to leave Juventus this summer. But there are lots of reports of it. And so I felt it was worth discussing. And I'd love to hear your guys' take on that. Would you take Aaron Ramsey back? Let me know in the comments. Smash the like button as well if you haven't already. That really, really helps. And we're going to come over to some of your comments right now. Let's have a look what some of you guys are saying in regards to Aaron Ramsey. Omar says, no, I wouldn't. That ship has sailed, in my opinion. No, thanks. Sandy says, no, thanks. Dave Atkinson says, hi, Harry. Hope you are not going to say we should get Ramsey. The stats of 3 goals and 1 assist in the league. For a player that is on 400,000 a week, he's too injury prone for me. Yeah, injuries have been a problem for Aaron Ramsey for sure. Let's see what else people are saying. It's clear that not many people would entertain the idea of Aaron Ramsey returning. And personally, I wouldn't either. He's going to want a significant amount of money for sure. But I guess when you think about what's kind of happened with Mesut Ozil since Aaron Ramsey left, you do wonder whether we gave them the big contract and the big lucrative contract to the wrong player of the two. There's an argument to be said that neither of them are quite worthy of the funds or the amounts of money that we're talking about, the 350,000s, the 400,000s a week. But yeah, I just thought it would be interesting because, like I said, Aaron Ramsey is someone who did make some vital contributions for Arsenal during his time here, who did offer something different to everybody else in our midfield in terms of his ability to get up and down the pitch, his ability to drift into the penalty area and maybe not always score goals, but at least get in menacing positions. It's a really interesting one. And whilst I was disappointed with the way it all happened and the way he left on a free transfer, I did wish Aaron Ramsey the best in Juve. But it's clearly not worked out. And there's talk that, you know, some people are denying the reports that are coming out that Ramsey's time at Juve is done. We don't really know, though, do we, at this moment in time, what the future holds for Aaron Ramsey. Let's talk about a couple of other bits. Let's just wrap up the comments on Aaron Ramsey because just a few more coming through. While I was speaking, Ben Turner says Ramsey agency denied the reports today. Brandon Williams says he's overrated. Oh my God. AJ Morgan says I'll be devastated if Ramsey goes to one of the other big six. It was a bad mistake letting him go, in my opinion. Avon Teddington says I wouldn't take Ramsey back, but as it's looking unlikely Ceballos will come in back because Real have announced he's staying for preseason, we are capable of doing anything. Adam Stroud says depends on the wages. Hell no, I think that's supposed to say new era, new players. Jackie says no. And good morning to you, my friend, from Addis Ababa. How you doing? Welcome. Barry says no way would I take Ramsey back. Thing is, he's on 400k a week, and if he comes back, he's going to command at least 200k a week plus. And we need to be careful with the wage bucket budget. So I can't even speak wage bucket. That's how you know it's too hot. Guys, we've only got 13 likes at the moment, which is not acceptable given how supportive you guys have been in the last few days. So please, if you haven't hit that like button by now, please do so. It really, really, really helps. DWTT, he says, Ramsey for under 100K a week. Yes. Otherwise, look elsewhere. So it's clear. So it's clear that most of you don't want to see him come back. Omar asks, Harry, doesn't this smell of sentiment? For me, the only reason why fans want Ramsey back is because of the two cup final goals. Let's be real here. It's not about his quality or what he would bring. Yeah, I think there is an element of sentiment to it. There's no doubt about that. It's a great point. It's probably a key point in this discussion as well. Will Payne says Ramsey is so overrated, to be honest. Jordan says Ramsey was way overrated by the English media. He's trash. Lee James Casey, he says, King of Wembley, Messiah of the Emirates, Lord and Purveyor, First Blood, Rambo, bring him back. Kartik says, no, please, no Ramsey, we are past it now. Right, let's start talking about a couple of other bits and pieces as well. It's not going to be a long stream today. I always say that, and we end up overrunning. But guys, don't be freeloaders. Hit the like button. it is really, really important for the channel's growth, and it really, really helps us. So I do appreciate your support, and I look forward to speaking to some more of you on next week's fan show as well. We did one last night. Really good, really wide range of opinions from people all over the world, and I really enjoyed doing those. So if you haven't checked those out already, check out yesterday's one on our channel now, and you can register your interest in Monday's episode if you'd like to have your say on anything Arsenal or football related for that matter. Right, let's talk a little bit about these reports with involving Alexander Lacazette. It's been quite a bit of noise today about Juventus trying to get hold of him, and that Arsenal are open to letting him go as part of a swap deal, or perhaps even a cash deal, depending on what was on offer. According to The Athletic, Juventus are keen on bolstering their attack, and they see the Frenchman as the ideal option. So, you know, when you read these reports from a load of different places, you're reluctant, aren't you, to get sucked in by them. When it comes from The Athletic, it has a little bit more weight behind it, has a little bit more substance, in my opinion. So for them to suggest that Juventus are eyeing up Alexander Lacazette, well, there must be, or there might be, is probably the right choice of word, something in that. What would you do in regards to Alexander Lacazette? We've spoken about it on shows in the last few days. Obviously, he's got 2 years left on his contract, and we're in that territory now where it's either sign him up or consider moving him on while he still holds a value, while he's still got, plenty of time left on the contract. What would you guys do? Let me know in the comments. I've been quite critical of Alexander Lacazette at certain points in his Arsenal career. I felt that he's not always produced what was required, particularly in terms of his goal scoring outputs. Yes, he works hard for the team. Yes, he's been very good at bringing other people into the game. I think in recent weeks we've seen that he has enhanced Aubameyang's game with his movement. But that's not necessarily down to Alexander Lacazette improving. That's down to Mikel Arteta giving him the right instructions and the instructions that have allowed other players to go on and flourish. So, I think there are still question marks about Alexander Lacazette. And if a good offer was on the table, an offer that would allow us to do business in another area of the park in which we are desperately in need, which could be the centre of midfield, it could be at centre back, then I'm not completely against the idea of letting him go. Juventus have money. Juventus are a side who, yes, they have money, but they also are very shrewd in the transfer market. They've picked up a lot of great players over the years on free transfers, but they're not a club that can plead poverty. They're not a club who we should be looking to take chump change from. For one of our players, whatever you say about Lacazette, whatever your thoughts are on him, he is a first teamer at Arsenal and a quite important one as well. Therefore, I'd be looking for in excess of £30 million for Alexander Lacazette. That is the bare minimum that I would take from a club like Juventus for Alexander Lacazette. I know the climate is a little bit strange. I know we're in difficult, unprecedented times. I know Italy is a country that was particularly affected by the recent, I'm not going to say recent because it's still going on, by the coronavirus pandemic. But yeah, it's got to be in excess of 30 million for me. Otherwise, I'm not even entertaining the conversation with regards to Alexander Lacazette. But there is a lot of talk about that today. Multiple news outlets are reporting that. Let me know what you guys think. And now, before I go to the comments, I'm going to give you guys an opportunity to throw some questions in the chat as well, which I'll come to before we wrap up this stream. While you're waiting for me to scroll through this, let's have a quick look. What have we got here? A couple of people still reacting to the Aaron Ramsey question, which you put at the top of the show. So I'll just quickly chuck those comments in as well. Tolu says, rather give Emile Smith Rowe a chance, to be honest. Pure Suraj says, I would prefer to keep Ceballos, to be honest. So it's clear that Aaron Ramsey back to Arsenal is not a popular thing. Like I said, I want to be clear, because I don't want people to be going around saying, oh, he's spouting off rubbish. I don't think that the move is on the cards. I'm just simply asking the question, is he someone that you take back? Is he somebody that established a place in your heart as an Arsenal fan and somebody that you would welcome back with open arms? Or, like some of our live listeners have said already, has that ship sailed? Is it time to forget about Aaron Ramsey? He turned his back on us. So if he is indeed on the lookout for another club, we should turn our backs too. Let's see. Kartik Joshi, in regards to the rumours linking Lacazette with a move to Juventus, he says Bentancur or cash and nothing else. Adam Stroud mentions the Douglas Costa swap, which is being rumoured. It's being rumoured that Douglas Costa could come the other way as part of that deal. Not sure. It would probably imbalance the squad a little bit, though, wouldn't it? Because you're talking about Douglas Costa and Alexander Lacazette. They're two very different players. I think that if we do a swap, then it's got to be something that doesn't leave us short or gives us the cash to go out and get what we need and replace him. Because let's have it right. If Mikel Arteta plans on playing Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang in that slightly left-sided role moving forward, then apart from Eddie Nketiah, we don't have another centre forward. So that would be a problem. Stan the Man says Lacazette has the mobility of Mrs. Doubtfire. Time to move him on. Daniel Costa says we need a striker that can hold the ball up. Adam says if we can get 30 million plus, then sure. But a left winger or centre forward will need to be brought in for sure. Agreed. And it goes back to what I was saying. If Aubameyang is not going to play on the left, then we need another left winger. Maybe the club will see in the longer term that Martinelli and Saka could occupy those positions. But given that Saka is so young, that Martinelli is so young, and of course the Brazilian is still injured, and it's a long-term injury, and we don't know quite how he's going to react in his recovery, then it is a bit of a risk, isn't it? Leaving ourselves short. Question here. Will an early Lacazette transfer affect the Coutinho transfer, meaning teams will see large funds coming into Arsenal, thus they feel no need to negotiate a fee downwards? Yes, a good point. I think that the whole world and their dog are aware of Arsenal's situation at the moment in terms of their finances. And if we were to receive a large sum for any one of our players, I think that that would change the landscape, and people would be less recipient to the fact that, you know, we're not able to pay top dollar for players. Atik Zaman, he says Arteta should reshuffle the full defense. Arteta should reshuffle the defense. That should be the top priority this season. I think to a degree you're right, but I do think there are other positions as well in which Arsenal need to strengthen this summer. So, yes, the defence is a priority, but as I've said time and time again, they've signed David Luiz on a new deal. They've signed Cedric on a new deal. They've signed Pablo Marie on a permanent deal. I can't see Arsenal bringing in more defenders unless they move some out. So that's got to be the priority. Of course, William Saliba comes in as well. So, it is a bit of a, as much as it's a position that we all agree needs improvement, I think that Arsenal have made some moves in that department already. And I'll be very surprised to see any more unless somebody goes out the door. So that's got to be the priority for me. Lots of you saying that Lacazette's worth between 40 to 50 million at least. I don't disagree with that. I think we'd be lucky to get 40 for him nowadays, though, because he hasn't been prolific, quite frankly. you know, he scored a decent amount of goals, but it's nowhere near that of Aubameyang. And yeah, I think that people would be reluctant in this current climate to pay 40 million for Laka. My sort of minimum of what I'd accept to him would be 30, but that would be dependent on Arsenal being able or having other deals lined up that would sort that out, that would either fill that gap or allow us to strengthen in other positions. So yeah, it's very much a transfer window for me where it's about the domino effect here. If Arsenal are going to sell someone, what does that mean in terms of what we can do? And I'm not looking at deals as individual deals at the moment. I'm looking at what they mean for the club in general, and what we may be able to do or achieve, you know, from selling some of our big names as a team rather than just in terms of the individuals. Suraj asks, would you sign up Ceballos? In an ideal world, I'd be looking to do some sort of loan deal that sees us get him for another season with maybe an obligation to buy him at the end of next season. He's convinced me in the last few months that there is a player in there. He's convinced me that under Mikel Arteta, we will see, I'm not going to say the best of Danny Ceballos all the time because he still can be a little bit inconsistent, but we're going to see a better Danny Ceballos. I think that Arsenal need to try and find a way of pushing that payment to next summer when hopefully we will have Champions League football. Because I think that, you know, whilst I'd like to keep him, I do worry about how we're going to cope with the financial impacts we've seen as a consequence of missing out on the Champions League and, of course, the recent pandemic. Zachariah AFC, he says, Thiago news. I'm assuming you're talking about Bayern Munich's Thiago Alcantara. My friend, I don't know anything about any reports linking Thiago with a move to Arsenal. There's been lots and lots of talk about him potentially joining Liverpool. My understanding is that Bayern Munich have named their price, which is around about 30 million. But I don't see Arsenal doing that deal. Is he a good player? He's a wonderful player. I'd love to see him at the Arsenal, but I can't see him coming to the Emirates Stadium, and I can't see a deal being done. And to my knowledge, that is not on the cards whatsoever. Avon says, what is your take on Gabriel? Look, I've got to be honest, I haven't seen a great deal of Gabriel. He's received glowing reports from a number of French football experts, and he's said to have been attracting the interest of a number of clubs across the continent. But if I was to sit here and tell you that I know a great deal about Gabriel, I'd be lying. He's somebody I need to do a bit of research on, somebody I need to look into a little bit more. But at this moment in time, I don't think an Arsenal deal is close. I think my understanding is that Napoli have come the closest to matching Lille's valuation for the player. So until there's something a little bit more concrete in regards to him and a potential move to Arsenal, I think we can leave that one on ice for now. Mohamed asks, Coutinho to Arsenal? Again, my friend, you know, I spoke about it earlier, not today, but earlier this week and last week. You know, there were contradicting reports, weren't there, about Coutinho? There was reports from sources close to the club suggesting that there was no interest in Felipe Coutinho. Then we heard reports he was at the training ground, which I'm not buying, by the way. I've seen no evidence to suggest that that was the case. Therefore, until I do, I'm not taking that as gospel. I don't think it's going to happen. I really, really don't. I think that it would be silly to invest such a huge amount in terms of wages on Felipe Coutinho. I don't think Arsenal could buy him on a permanent deal. I think Barcelona are just desperate to loan him out, even if it's just for another season. But I don't see that being a priority for Arsenal, particularly if Willian is coming in, who we believe that Mikel Arteta may try and use in a more central position from time to time. So, no, I'm not particularly enthusiastic about the prospect of Coutinho coming, and I'm not particularly hopeful that a deal will be done either. So that's my reply to that one. Just going to take a quick pause and remind you all to like the stream. Let's check how many likes we're on at the moment. As I said, likes are the golden currency these days. And you've seen what the likes you've been giving us recently have done to the numbers on the videos. We're on 49. Can we get up to 75 before the end of the stream? There's 108 of you watching at the moment. Feel free to hit that button. Don't be shy. Right, let's see. William says, hey, Harry, William barely put up better stats than Saka or Martinelli this year and played 47 games. Why are we buying an old player that won't improve and take away game time from our younger guys? I disagree. I think William's stats are okay. I don't think they were disastrous, if I'm honest. And I'm just bringing them up on my screen just to double check before I say something wrong. 9 goals and 7 assists, that's 16 direct goal contributions in 36 Premier League appearances this season. I think that is pretty sound. Look, we're not buying Willian as well. That's another important point. He'll be coming in on a free transfer. And I think it's to add experience to an area of the field in which we have backup and we have cover, but the cover is very, very inexperienced and perhaps cannot always be relied upon and perhaps shouldn't be relied upon, given that Saka and Martinelli are both 18 years old. Reece Nelson hasn't cut it for me, hasn't shown enough to suggest that he is someone we can rely on. And I guess that's part and parcel of it as well. What else have we got here? Trent says, Real are keeping Danny Willian in that spot. I think that position would be a little bit too deep for Willian, unless Arsenal were to change system. But yeah, it seems like there's a long way to go, isn't there, in terms of Arsenal trying to get Dani Ceballos in, because Real Madrid have made their stance clear. And I'm assuming that's because the right money hasn't been presented to them just yet, or the right terms. Azan says, Harry, Ramsey's agent just tweeted saying those rumours are nonsense. Yeah, I said it right at the top of the show, mate. I'm not for a minute suggesting that Aaron Ramsey is going to come back to Arsenal, simply asking the question, would you take him back? Regardless of what his agent says, regardless of what Aaron Ramsey says, we can all agree that his time in Turin hasn't gone as he would have liked. He's simply not played enough games. We said it earlier on, 29% of the time in Serie A, he has started games for Juventus. So simply not even, it's not even 1 in 3, is it? It's not good enough. Simply not good enough for Aaron Ramsey. And that is why I asked the question. Because I do think if the right offer came in, Juve would let him go, despite what the agency is. They're not going to come out and say, our client wants to leave, are they? But rest assured, I think if it's not going well, and he clearly hasn't pulled up any trees in Italy just yet, if the right offer came across the table, I think Juve would be open to letting him go. What else have we got here? Just going through as many of your questions as possible. Before we wrap up, because we are running out of time. Chris TV says, what do you think of Zaha? Like you guys said about Aaron Ramsey, I think the ship has sailed with Wilfred Zaha. Crystal Palace want way too much money for him. They wanted way too much money for him last season, and that is why he ended up staying at Selhurst Park. There's talks, again this summer of him moving on. He's made it clear that he believes his future lays elsewhere. But for me, I wouldn't go there. I don't think he's worth the money, and I certainly don't think he's worth what Crystal Palace are going to be demanding for him. RSB99 says, Harry, what do you think of Ceballos going back to Madrid? I really think he can make a big career at Arsenal. Going back to Madrid would be a massive mistake. Different environment, expectations. Yeah, look, mate, I'd be disappointed if Ceballos returned to Real Madrid and didn't come back to Arsenal, but we're living in the world that we're living in. So, it is what it is. If it can't be done, it can't be done. If Real Madrid have been impressed by what they've seen and they want to keep him, that's their prerogative, because it is their player. Matt Gray, just talking about Lacazette, he says, we'd have to replace Lacazette with someone who can do what he does. We don't have anyone who can hold up the ball. Agreed. What else have we got here? Sebi says he'd rather Arsenal go for Dennis Zakaria rather than Partey. He's younger and, in Sebi's opinion, has more potential. Let me know what you think about that in the comments. Kartik says, our utmost priority this season should be signing Thomas Partey. We've been in need of a similar profile player for more than 10 years. And I think our utmost priority is to sign Thomas Partey. That remains a priority transfer target for Arsenal. Just because it's priority, though, doesn't mean that it's going to get done. So a lot of you are saying that Partey has to be the priority, and I agree with that. But there's a long way to go before that deal is anywhere near being done. What else have we got here? I'm just scrolling through, guys, just because we're running out of time to just pick up the key points here. And feel free to ask questions afterwards as well in the comments. I will reply to them, I promise. Stan the Man says, Harry, is there any truth that Arsenal have paid Willian a £10 million signing on fee as reported in The Independent? Mate, the signing's not even done, so not officially anyway. So I wouldn't read into that those kind of rumours just yet. There is a bit of a narrative going on at the moment with this Arsenal and Kia Jurabchan thing. A lot of people are quick to sort of criticise the fact that Arsenal seem to be doing so much business with him, and that he has apparently, or you know, or seemingly wormed his way in via Edu. So I do think that is press talk at the moment. I wouldn't read into that too much just yet. Did come to light about David Luiz, didn't it, later on, that we did pay quite big fees, but we also thought that he'd signed on a two-year deal, and that wasn't the case. So it just goes to show that sometimes you can't always believe everything in the report. Sports Genius says, what do you think of Raul Jimenez for Lacazette? Raul Jimenez is a player that I really, really like. I really like Wolverhampton Wanderers, to be honest. I think Nuno Espirito Santo's done a wonderful, wonderful job there. He's very key to the way they play. He's had a very impressive season. I think he's a very decent player. Is he much better than Lacazette, though? I'm not sure. I think that I'd put them in the same sort of bracket in terms of their quality and what they bring to the team overall. You could argue that Raul gets a few more goals. But in terms of what they do up front, and that is a lot of the time be unselfish and help the wingers come into the play, I think they both do that pretty well. So, yeah, I like him, but I don't think I would swap the two. You've got to take into account Raul Jimenez. I think he's 28 as well, 28, 29, around the same age as Lacazette as well. I'm not sure entirely that that would be an upgrade, but that's just my take on it, my thoughts. Right, I want to say a massive thank you to everybody for tuning in. I've got a dash. Don't forget to smash that like button if you haven't already, and subscribe to the channel if you are new. Follow us on Twitter at Chronicles_AFC, and you can become a patron if you wish to do so by visiting patreon.com/thechroniclesofAguna. We've had lots more of you join up this week, so a big thank you to each and every one of you. I've sent you all a message as well to say thank you. If you haven't received that for any reason, please let me know, because I'm still getting used to using the Patreon platform. It's not the most user-friendly thing, I've got to be honest. Right, that brings us to the end. Have a good evening. Enjoy tonight's football, and we'll be back tomorrow with more Arsenal content. So until then, take care of yourselves and stay safe. Ciao.